إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. So in the readings of this tremendous Risala Al-Usul Thalatha by the great Imam, the Mujaddid, the Reviver, Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab Rahimahullah, we will reread those brief words which we have covered so far, in which the Imam began with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then he said, I'lam rahimakallah annahu yajibu alayna ta'allumu arba'i masail. Know, may Allah have mercy upon you, that it is obligatory upon us to learn four matters. That it's obligatory upon us to learn four matters. Al-Ula, the first. Al-Ilm, wa ma'rifatu Allah, wa ma'rifatu Nabiyyihi, wa ma'rifatu Deen al-Islam, bil-Adilla. The first affair which we must learn is knowledge. And it is knowing Allah, and knowing His Prophet, and knowing the religion of Islam with its proofs. Al-Thaniya, al-Amalu bi. Secondly, acting upon it. الثالثة الدعوة إليه. The third is calling to it. الرابعة الصبر على الأذى فيه. The fourth is having patience upon the harm that comes due to it, meaning due to the calling to Allah. والدليل قوله تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. And the proof is the statement of Allah the Most High, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, and then which means by the time. Indeed, all of mankind is at loss, except for those who have iman and do righteous actions and advise each other with the truth and advise each other with patience. And the Imam continued with the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, in which he said, لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. That Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said that if Allah did not send down upon His creation a hujjah, meaning a proof upon them, upon His creation, except for this surah, then it would have been sufficient for him. If Allah did not send down any other surah from the Quran as a proof upon them, then this surah would be, or would have been, sufficient for them. Likewise, there's the statement of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, in which he said, in his Sahih, this book, Al-Jami' al-Sahih, which is commonly known as Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic book after the Quran, in which he made one of his chapter headings, باب العلم قبل القول والعمل, or the chapter of knowledge before speech and action. the chapter of knowledge before speech and action. And the proof is the statement of Allah Ta'ala, the Most High, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ فَبَدَأَ بِالْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. So the proof for this chapter heading of the Imam, the chapter of knowledge being before statement and action, the proof for this is the statement of Allah, that which means, so know that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, and seek forgiveness for your sins. And then Imam Bukhari said, فَبَدَأَ بِالْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. So Allah started with knowledge before statement and action. So Allah said in that verse, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, and know, meaning have that knowledge and that iman that none is worthy of worship except Allah alone. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, and then afterwards, that is when you seek forgiveness from Allah. So that seeking forgiveness, that statement of seeking forgiveness and the act of seeking forgiveness, then this comes after having the correct knowledge of Tawheed, the correct knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's right to be worshipped individually without any partner. So what we want to reflect upon in the statement of Imam al-Shafi, in which he said that if Allah didn't send down upon his creation a proof other than the surah, then it would have been sufficient for them. So when the scholars of Islam, the scholars of Ahl Sunnah and Salafiyah, when they explain the statement of Imam al-Shafi, they point out that Imam al-Shafi, he's not saying that the whole religion is sufficed with this chapter, with this verse, the surah of the Quran, but what he means is that for the creation to know what is obligatory upon them and what will bring them happiness and success in this life and the hereafter, then this surah completely informs them. As Allah said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, indeed, الْإِنسَانَ, all of mankind is at loss, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ, except for those who have these four characteristics, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So indeed, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's informing us of how to be from the winners, how to be from the successful ones, how to be from those who are happy in this life and the hereafter. And indeed, this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His wisdom, His infinite wisdom and His infinite mercy, that Allah legislated this religion, the religion of Islam, in this easy way, in this simple way. And it is not something which is overcomplicated. It is not something how the people try to make it into today. So we find that many, if not the majority, if not all of the innovated Islamic political groups and parties that are around and promoting themselves in these times, they innovate into the religion that which is not from it. And from their innovations is they seek to make new types of organizations or new types of systems. Or they say, we have to have this, we have to develop this certain tanzeem, we have to make a certain organization, and there has to be a certain framework, and there has to be certain plans in order for anything to be achieved for the Muslims and for the Muslims to attain any type of success. And indeed, this is yani ala khilaf al-wahi. Indeed, this is opposing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this religion and the simplicity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this religion in. So what we find is if somebody truly wants to be upright, if somebody wants to be upright and correct in their self, then upon them is to follow these steps, follow this path which Allah laid out in the surah. And likewise, if somebody wants to correct those around them, if they want to correct their family and correct their society, then likewise upon them is to follow these steps. And they don't need anything else as far as a methodology except to follow this way, except to follow these four matters. The first, of course, was to have ma'rifat of Allah, of His Prophet, and of the religion of Islam with its proofs. And as we mentioned before, that this knowledge of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the religion of Islam, as the Imam mentioned, then this is only by adilla, this is only by its proofs. Because indeed the proofs are wahi, the proofs are revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if anyone from amongst the creation seeks to get closer to Allah or to establish themselves on any type of religion, then it is not possible for them to do that in a correct way except with the wahi, except with the revelation of Allah. And this is from Allah's mercy that He chose and selected from mankind who would be a prophet and who would be a messenger to carry His wahi and convey His wahi to the creation so they can be upon guidance. Secondly, is al-amalu bih, this characteristic of acting upon that knowledge. And it is important that this knowledge is acted upon in the correct way, in accordance with the wahi, in accordance with the proofs and evidences, and that we don't act upon that knowledge in a way that suits our own desires. We don't act upon the knowledge that we have in a way that suits our desires, rather that amal, the actions and the deeds, must be in accordance with the proofs and evidences. And Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he mentioned beautifully how, and this is well known from the narrations of the Salaf likewise, that whomsoever worships Allah without knowledge, meaning they only act upon that knowledge, they do acts trying to establish a religion to get closer to Allah without correct knowledge and its proofs, then indeed they are from the dalin. They are from the dalin, those who have gone astray. Whomsoever seeks to establish their religion without correct knowledge, merely upon taking whatever actions they feel like, seeking closeness to Allah, then they are from the dalin. As we are commanded in the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha, that we are commanded to seek guidance for Allah. When we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salawat, when reciting the Surah Al-Fatiha, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom You have blessed, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ, not the path of those whom have earned Your anger, nor those who have gone astray. So whomsoever worships Allah with actions not in accordance with the correct revelation and the correct proofs, then they are from the dalin, those who have gone astray. And whomsoever worships Allah, or they have the correct knowledge, and they have knowledge of the revelation and knowledge of the proofs, but they do not act upon it, then their characteristics are those of the maghdubi alayhim, those whom have earned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger. Those whom have earned Allah's anger. So indeed is it upon the person of Sunnah that if they want to be salih, if they want to be correct and upright, then they have the correct knowledge of Allah and His Messenger and the Deen of Islam with its proofs, and likewise they act upon it correctly. And as is clear from the proofs of the Qur'an and the authentic Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the adillah, the proofs, cannot be acted upon however we feel like, but rather in order to understand the correct implementation of the Qur'an and authentic Sunnah, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implemented it, and how it should be understood, then we must refer back to the correct understanding of the Salaf as-Salih, of the righteous predecessors, and from the heads of them are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever they agreed upon from the religion, then we know that this is true, and this is factual, and this is how we must implement our religion in order to get closer to Allah, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made obligatory upon us in our worship. Thirdly, ad-da'watu ilayh, that we call to it. So we must recognize that this knowledge and acting upon the knowledge, then it must be called to. It must be called to upon the correct understanding and by the correct means. And the scholars of Islam throughout history, from the time of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ up until today, then they recognize and implement many of those means of giving da'wah that are correct and that are beneficial. And they recognize, due to their wisdom and due to their understanding of the proofs and evidences, that this da'wah to the Qur'an and Sunnah and the understanding of the Sahaba, then this is the way to truly bring about rectification in the societies. How to bring about rectification and correct the problems of the societies. And we'll mention a beautiful statement of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Saleh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, from those great imams whom have died in our recent times, that he said, وَمَجَالَاتُ الدَّعْوَى كَثِيرًا, and the means of giving da'wah are many. The means of giving da'wah are many. So he mentions giving da'wah to Allah in the khutbahs. And he mentioned about giving lessons and writing articles. And likewise in circles of knowledge that might occur in a masjid or a house. Likewise calling to Allah by authoring books and spreading the religion through authorship. Likewise, calling to Allah even in private sittings. So if a person sits with some other people in an invitation, for example, then indeed even this is a means of giving da'wah to Allah Azza wa Jal. So in this we see that the way of the scholars is to spread da'wah in this way, that they rectify the people and call the people by these means which are well known. And it is not that they try and seek to bring about newly innovated ways in giving da'wah, newly innovated ways which did not exist before and which was not known to the scholars who came before. So you find many of the, as we said, the innovated Islamic political groups and parties, they seek out to make da'wah into some type of system. And they say that they speak about the scholars of Salafiyya and the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah in a degrading way and a despicable way, because they give da'wah in this way, because they give lessons spreading Tawheed and Sunnah, because they spread books which cultivate the people upon Tawheed and Sunnah. And likewise, because in their durus they warn the people against shirk and bid'ah, and they spread books against shirk and bid'ah. But rather, what we find from these innovative Islamic political groups and parties in our times, they say, no, our da'wah needs to be based on rallying the people together, on pushing them to go do some type of false jihad. They want to, they spread mawad, or they spread subject matter which is not in accordance with the Quran or the authentic sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and they claim falsely that this is from the ways that the Muslims need to implement if they want to be upon strength. If the Muslims want to be out of the state of weakness, then they falsely claim that we need to just encourage them. We say, go do jihad, go kill people, go abandon your families and wage war in these different lands. So indeed, we recognize, as we read from the speech of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen rahimahullah, that the way of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah is a means of tasfiyah and tarbiyah, that they seek to warn the people from everything they know to be harmful to them. They warn the people from shirk, and they warn the people of bid'ah. They warn the people against bid'ah and mixing with the people of shirk and bid'ah. And likewise, they encourage them upon establishing tawheed and upon following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in the correct way, upon the understanding of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. And they do this in the ways which are recognized from the people of knowledge, and not from these newly innovated ways that people bring about because they want to take you away from the way of the scholars, because they want to attach you to the way the youth have started to give da'wah and call people towards these different types of innovations, claiming that you will do some type of good for the Muslims. But indeed, any of these initiatives and any of these systems and tanzeems and organizational structures that they try and bring about, then none of it has any good in it. None of it has any good in it. Fourthly, as-sabr ala al-adha fi, patience upon the harm which comes regarding it. The harm which comes to you by or due to following this path and calling to this path, acting upon this path. So sabr, as the scholars mention, having patience, is of three types. There are three types or parts of sabr. The first is patience upon obeying Allah, patience upon obedience to Allah. So abandoning your desires and abandoning the urge to sin, and likewise being patient upon that which is made obligatory upon you. So indeed, this first ta'atillah, as-sabr ala ta'atillah, then this is fulfilling those obligations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon you. The second category or part of sabr, patience, is being patient upon that which Allah has made haram. So you restrict yourself and preserve yourself from falling into any of the sins that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram in His legislation, in His sharia, and staying far away from anything which has been innovated into the religion of Islam which is not from it. Because indeed, all bid'ah is from that which is haram. The third category or type of sabr is sabr ala aqdarillah, that we have patience upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed to occur. So from the correct iman of a Muslim and a person of sunnah especially, is that we believe in the qadr, and we believe that everything that happens in this life and this world, then indeed it is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's infinite wisdom. And upon us is to have sabr with that we have patience upon that which afflicts us, and we have hope in the reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those who are patient. So indeed, this is the correct means for rectification. This is the correct means to establish ourselves upon and to establish our families and our communities upon, so that we may be upright in this life, so we may earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure in the hereafter. And the last point that we'll mention today is a beautiful benefit that our Shaykh Ahmad al-Subayi, hafidhullah, had pointed out, in that these matters which Allah mentioned, this having correct iman and correct actions, and advising each other upon the truth, and advising each other with patience, then indeed, this is from those proofs which have an encouragement towards brotherhood. And they have they show us the importance of the Muslim being with his brothers or sisters. And it shows that this is something that the people need to come together upon, to be upon this uprightness. So indeed, advising each other upon the truth and advising each other upon patience, this can't happen while you're all alone. You cannot actualize this sitting alone by yourself. Rather, from this religion is mixing with the people and advising each other upon goodness and advising each other upon patience. So, if you meet one of your brothers that needs some advice, they need to be shown the correct path, then upon you is to guide them to it. If you have the correct knowledge and you are acting upon it, then call them to it likewise and advise them with patience. Advise your brothers with patience. Advise your sisters with patience. And all of this is from those means which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated in His noble religion in order for us to be upright in this life and to achieve success in the hereafter. And we'll end this lesson with this point. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ